Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. A few years ago on VPR's Vermont Edition, we tried to identify 50 objects that tell the story of Vermont. Well, Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine, was recently tasked with a similar assignment of finding Vermont's iconic dishes. She's here to tell us about some of them. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
This list could be endless, so how did you go about compiling and then paring it down?
So this was an assignment from foodnetwork.com, which was really cool. They approached me because I obviously cover the state, food and drink, and the assignment was to come up with 15 to 20 iconic Vermont foods, drinks, and where you could go get them. So that was kind of key, was I had to find, like, it couldn't be your mom's mac and cheese because it had to be something that people could go and purchase somewhere. So I had obviously a lot of ideas from all of my years eating and drinking my way around Vermont, but I also have to give a shout out to my Facebook peeps. I have a lot of food people on that, and of course I asked them, and mostly it validated what I had, but it helped me think of different places and especially parts of the state. I'm always interested in what people from other parts of the state, being in Chittenden County, you know, I try to get out there. So I had sort of some types of things, you know, old school New England tradition. I had some ingredients I was very interested in, some of which go back to, you know, when the Abenaki Native peoples were here, things like heirloom corn and fish, wild fish from the lake, that kind of thing. And then there were some things that came from the French Canadian heritage. So it came from a lot of different places.
The assignment came in November. Did that present any seasonal challenges to you?
Well, yes. I mean, it had a seasonal upside and a seasonal downside. So needless to say, something like maple creamies had to be on the list. There are a few places that do have them year-round, and I know what they taste like, and I have luckily been out a lot in the summer and tasted them, so that wasn't such a problem. But I did kind of have a problem or a challenge with, I wanted to do sort of the Vermont version of a Michigan, and obviously sort of some of the go-to places like the Beansy's Bus and Brigante's were not open. I did, though, manage to find a version, purists may quibble with me, but I think it's a really good version of a chili dog at Handy's Lunch, which I also wanted to include because it's such a Vermont dining icon. And I have to say, I was introduced to a new version of a chili dog in Michigan. They don't call it a Michigan there. He calls it a Texas dog, but you know. I know you have strong opinions about chili dogs, Rick.
Hold back.
But anyway, it's delicious. So there were some actually sort of creative ways I got around that.
Let's proceed with some loose categories. We'll start with pies that made the list. There was apple, maple cream, and chicken pot pie.
I said, I love that you made that into a category. I did not think of pie as a category, but it definitely is. So apple pie fit into the apple category. Maple obviously fit into the maple category. For me, chicken pot pie was more like a home style thing. So, but they are all pies, as you say. And again, there are many good versions of these things, but the ones I featured, folks probably know Ray Allen, longtime orchardist up in South Hero, and he makes one of the best pie crusts and a great apple pie. So I trekked up there. That was kind of off season, but he made me a pie and we shot it, of course, with cheese, because as Ray says, apple pie without the cheese is like a hug without the squeeze. So I was able to work in some of that fun sort of folklore. And then maple cream pie, thanks to a tip from a friend in the Northeast Kingdom, I trekked out to the creamery in Danville, where they are still making maple cream pie from scratch. The family is, according to their mother, Kate McDonald Beatty's original recipe. As soon as I heard the words lard crust, I knew it was going to be great, and it was. And then chicken pot pie, that one was tough, also a little bit from a seasonal perspective, because chicken pot pie there, I couldn't really find a restaurant that served a classic Vermont chicken pot pie with the biscuits on top. There were some great church suppers, like the Richmond Church in October. They have a regular, they've had it for 70 years. But I did find what was kind of an upside down chicken pot pie at Pennyclues in Burlington. They do a great sort of cream chicken with biscuits. And if you just put the biscuits on top, you basically have what's a chicken pot pie. So yes, there's your pie category, Rick.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. With me today is freelance food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about Vermont's iconic dishes. Melissa, what about farm-to-table ideas that chefs are doing with some classic Vermont ingredients?
So that was sort of another fun category I mentioned. I took things like fiddlehead and spring dug parsnips and ramps and heirloom cornmeal and apples, and I went to restaurants that I knew really focused on seasonal local ingredients. So, for example, beautiful dish with scallops and delicate spring vegetables, including fiddlehead from Misery Loves Company in Winooski. Downtown Grocery in Ludlow has a gorgeous handmade lobster ravioli with spring dug parsnip milk. And then they do these shaved parsnip garnish, all crispy. Solo Farm and Table down in South Londonderry, they use a ramp aioli with a decidedly non-Vermont braised oxtail stuffed squid, which looks amazing. I didn't actually get to taste that one. And then the heirloom cornmeal, Black Crim in Randolph, they do a beautiful job of bringing local ingredients to the table. And they did a jalapeno cornbread with pickled sweet peppers and pork belly, which is just beautiful. So that was a fun way to be able to include a different style of restaurant, but people who are also celebrating what makes Vermont food and beverage so unique.
What about comfort foods?
Oh, there were so many. Obviously, the chicken pot pie, maple cream, all of those things. But a couple other ones. You may recall that you missed the opportunity to go have fried lake perch with me at Ray's right here near the VPR studio in Essex. And I had actually never had their lake perch basket. And it is so good. They take little lake perch that have been usually ice fished in the winter. And they usually have those throughout the year. And then they fry them up in a really great crispy batter. It was so good. That actually ended up being the cover photo for the foodnetwork.com slideshow, which is really fun. And then venison chili, I think that's a really great comfort food for a lot of people in Vermont. And the Lobby down in Middlebury does a great job with that. They win the chili festival down there, it seems like, every year. And then you gotta mention, when you're talking about Vermont comfort food, the Wayside in Berlin. I went back for that salt pork and milk gravy that they have there. And the whole, you know, atmosphere there is just so old school and, you know, feels like everybody goes there.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me, Rick.